Bonsoir. The Canadian de Montréal are proud to select David.
We planned it that way. David Reinbacher.
Reinbacher.
So David Reinbacher, that was the player.
Montreal struggling, or Carey Price struggling to pronounce Reinbacher. And that's where we are today. Matt, your instant reaction, we're literally 2 minutes after the announcement has been made.
Horrible pick. Absolutely horrible pick. The one thing that this team has been missing for years, if not decades, has been elite offensive talent. And you go out and get a guy who, like, maybe he can become a top pair defenseman, maybe, right? But we don't know that for sure. You're hoping this guy's the next Moritz Seider, and he better be even better than Moritz Seider, because you just left a couple of guys on the board that are elite offensive talent. You left Zach Benson on the board. You left Matvei Michkov on the board. You left Ryan Leonard on the board. Dalibor Dvorsky. He wasn't even the top ranked defenseman. The top ranked defenseman was Sandin Pelika. And we're taking the second ranked defenseman with the fifth overall pick. I'm pissed.
Yeah, I mean, you could see it in many ways, and being the devil's advocate in this case, first and foremost, I need to promote the podcast I did with Thibaut Châtel about David Reinbacher. You should really, really listen to it to get a more in-depth analysis of him. But also, doesn't this show that Montreal is ready to compete, or more ready than compete than we think? Because, for example, Leonard, off to college, Michkov staying in Russia for 3 more years, etc., etc. Reinbacher has said 1 year, could possibly be spoken to come over even this year and play AHL and get ready for North American ice. I think his game suits the North American ice better than the European ice, and in NLA they have hybrid ice, and they can change a little bit with that. So he will get adjustment into the North American system as well, in a way. Also, you have a lot more control than someone going to college that can opt to stay other years. And you have a lot more control compared to someone being in Russia for 3 more years, at least.
Yeah, I think the control probably was definitely a factor for them. But, I mean, I just don't understand how we're looking at, I mean, he projects as what? You had the conversation, right? With somebody who's in the know. What do you think his highest aspiration is?
I mean, if everything turns out, he's going to be a first pairing defender, but I can see him more Petrie, where he's going to be a second pair defender that jumps in on the first pair when needed. So
a second pair defender with the fifth overall pick. And there's my issue, right? We're drafting a second pair defenseman.
I didn't say that, Matt.
And whoa, Dmitry Simashev just went sixth overall to Arizona.
So
people are going off the board now.
Washington is going for Michkov. Yeah. So defend. I mean, like, this is probably what you see now. Arizona is taking a defender as well. They would have taken Reinbacher, and Montreal was not certain on Simashev. That's the read I do here.
I guess so.
So you couldn't trade down, because then he would have gone. Which also explains the pick a little bit more.
It explains the pick more, for sure. It explains the pick more, for sure. But my problem is, it doesn't explain it in the sense of, why are you targeting a defenseman right now? Why are you targeting a defenseman with the fifth overall pick when you have that many high-end offensive options up early in that draft? I just don't get it.
But I think it comes down to, when are they looking to compete?
Yeah, but so you had the conversation with Cibo, right? So
yeah,
what are the odds that he comes over this year?
He has asked to finish his year in NLA, which is probably the third, fourth best league in the world. First and foremost, it's better than Liga, because obviously players go there because it's high paid job. And
Switzerland's not a bad place
small
to live
country, you
either.
don't travel a lot. You get also tax deduction because you have a wife and kids. He wants to finish school. And that's something between high school and college here in Europe, the gymnasium. And he wants to finish that. He has a year left. He will play for Kloten, which is, let's be honest here, a minor team. I'm not going to say a crappy team, but a minor team. So he will get first line minutes. He will get many opportunities, and he's not going to be stapled to the bench for making mistakes, because they're going to need him. They're going to rely upon him to not be relegated. So he's going to get a lot of minutes. If he was in Zurich, or if he was in Bern, or if he was in Davos, it would be total opposite. He's in the right place at the right time to stay another year. This is what it comes down to. Thibaut is convinced that, and he works for scrapping data, analyzing data for hockey players in the NLA, or NL, as we should say. And he has never seen production like this. He was he, if I remember correctly, on top of my head now, he was the fifth best defender in the league last year as a rookie.
Fifth best defender in the league last year as a rookie. So who were the other four?
Yeah, I mean, like, those are established pro players.
Right. But that's but I mean, my like, question.
That's like you saying, who were the other ones that Will Smith was playing at? He played fucking junior hockey. Sorry.
Fair play. No, we can swear. We can swear. We're fucking pissed off about this pick, aren't we? We're pissed off together, Pat. I'm dragging you down with me. So my question there is, does his production as the fifth best defender in the NLA, or the NL, rather,
well, you know,
is that worth more than what Matvei Michkov is capable of doing?
I mean, you took the best junior in Sweden as number two, or not us, but Anaheim did.
Yeah.
And he was not the best, you know, center or even winger in Sweden last year.
Where would you rank Carlson then? If we're going to make a comparison there between Carlson, because I agree, like, I was kind of surprised that Carlson went too, but it made sense from a needs perspective, right? Like, Anaheim definitely had a need down the middle. They needed to get a big center. They needed to get a guy who could kind of push the pace
and
a little bit from the
doesn't
middle.
Doesn't Montreal need a right defender?
They need a right defender, but I don't think they need a right defender so bad that they need to take him with a top five pick.
Well, if they're probably sure that they're not going to be better defenders next year, right? At least not in the spot where they will be most probable picking, because they will be, what, 10 to 15 next year, right?
I think the second part of what you said is the most important part, right? Is that maybe they don't think it's going to be available where they're going to be picking, because I think they're going to be better next year. There's no doubt. If they can stay healthy in particular, I think they're for sure not going to be this high in the draft next year. But I'm just wondering, like, is filling that need more important than filling a need that you've had for over a decade?
I know how you're looking at it, but I also think that if you're looking at it from the other end, when are you likely to compete? Will you start competing with your core at this moment next year, or in your case, 3 years' time? I'm a huge Michkov fan. I'm not saying any against that, but is it?
Well, realistically, this Habs roster, I mean, if they got Pierre-Luc Dubois in trade, I would say maybe they were 2 years away from being legitimate competitors. Without him, without any major changes to the existing roster, I don't think that you can say that they're in competition territory for at least 3 years anyways. That was always my philosophy for wanting Matvei Michkov, was that, you know, we're probably 3 years away anyways. Why not take the potential generational talent, wait the 3 years until you're ready to compete, and then when he comes over,
and then you have an adjustment period, and you have a Smurf problem as
well. Well, I think the Smurf problem's overblown, and I think the way that we've seen the league going in the last, you know, decade, we can see the smaller
players
starting
to have more
success.
Yeah, but it's still a lot of uncertainty when you look at Russian players coming over. We remember the good ones, and we remember the bad ones. We never remember those ones in between.
Yes, but even then, why not Ryan Leonard? I could understand
with Russian players and Hugo.
And there goes Matvei Michkov to Philadelphia.
Yeah.
Just now.
And if you look at all the Kravtsov saga, you have a history there with them.
Yeah. Look, even if it wasn't Michkov, they could have gone with Ryan Leonard. They could have gone with Zach Benson. You had elite offensive talent available. I pray that you're right and that Sibo is right and that this guy, Ryan Backer, ends up being the number one right defenseman that we've needed for a long time, that we need right now on this team. But I just don't see how the Montreal Canadiens, who we have not seen a 40-goal scorer even since Vincent Danfous, how we can afford to be leaving elite offensive talent on the board.
Yeah, I mean, I sympathize with that, but if you look at the market with what you pay for some of this elite talent, especially wingers, and with the centers that Montreal has, it's you're paying more for defenders right now in the open market.
Right.
So
that's a fair point.
That's probably something to consider as well, but it's an interesting pick. They are clearly betting on what Thibault says, that this is not his ceiling. This is a high floor with a high ceiling. It's not a high floor with a low ceiling. I think it all comes down to that.
That's my issue, right?
Thinking about. And I think Thibault has some really good comments. You should all go and check Thibault's Twitter. He needs more followers anyway. But it's at Thibault_Châtel, and I'm sure you all can pronounce it spell it, because it's in French, obviously. Very, very interesting. He had, in his model, which I don't agree with all the time, he had Ryan Backer more becoming a superstar than either of the three players you have mentioned at the moment. I'm going to send it to you here. It's interesting. I'm going to include it in the article as well. This has been an instant reaction that turns into a very good discussion. And I'm sure we'll get back tomorrow with an even deeper discussion and maybe having Thibault on as well. Thank you all for joining us. Enjoy the rest of the draft.
Mischief is back and better than ever.
Loki.
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 Wow. Great to see you again.
Critics agree Loki season 2 is
marvelous.
Great.
And it's finally here.
How much do you know?
Let's assume I don't know much.
A mind-bending adventure. Spectacularly cinematic.
I've been waiting for a moment like this.
It surpasses all expectations.
A little over the top, don't you think?
I thought it was spot on.
Loki season 2. Now streaming only on Disney+.